The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. In November 1993, Time magazine ran a cover image of a woman they described as the new face of America. She was created by a computer and drawn from, quote, a mix of several races. In December of the same year, an article titled Intermarried with Children stated, quote, for all the talk of cultural separatism, the races that make up the U.S. are now crossbreeding at unprecedented rates. Yes, you just heard the words intermarried and crossbreeding. If that kind of language causes you to cringe, you're not alone. But at the time, those headlines proclaiming the end of racial difference in America and the end of whiteness caused quite a stir. I have a hunch that's what they were intended to do. That was more than 25 years ago. A generation of mixed-race children have come of age. Race has not disappeared. On the contrary, we as a society are as bound up in the quandary, or the knot, of difference and sameness, fear and recognition as we've ever been, though new terms and allegiances gradually begin to emerge. But slowly, and with the occasional violent backlash, because there are those who fear erasure and annihilation, because they have been witness to history with its many deliberate erasures and annihilations. Maybe that's what Time magazine got wrong, the sense of cultural evolution being as neutral and straightforward as math, something a computer could be programmed to carry out. When we all have so much skin in the game, nothing is ever easy or neutral or straightforward. Today's poem is The Space Between Skins is Called a Wound by Julian Randall. In it, a speaker of mixed heritage talks about what it feels like to be viewed as an emblem of social progress. It's a vexation to be asked repeatedly, "What are you?" by people desperate to categorize him. It's a pain akin to exile, living in the space between one culture or language and another. But he is certain that he belongs. He is certain that what he is and what he contains is nothing less than the American multitude. The Space Between Skins is called A Wound by Julian Randall. So, I guess that's my name now. I am progress, in the way a scab is progress. This is what it is to be biracial, conceived as a thin piece, the body's fragile truce. To each well-intentioned finger, my body is just a precursor to an unremarkable red. People ask, "What are you?" And my skin parts, eager to answer what my mouth can only rehearse. Everyone falls in. Curiosity killed the gaze. In this way, I am something sinister, a shadow cast by a name. In the right light, I am everything. I'm nobody's ideal horizon. I'm nobody's ideal. I'm nobody, or too much of everybody. I'm a kind of excess, a gold chain greedy for the light, a fat, shiny river around the neck. In this way, I begin everywhere and nowhere. I speak no Spanish. I mumble. Every word is a translation for exile. I make up for it. I throb near oceans. I speak inheritance fluently. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.